This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is M-Tower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. M-Tower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are two gentlemen that I see at least once a month at the Elkridge Furnace Inn, wonderful place to eat. They are Bruce Jenkins and Bill Howard of Maryland Marketing Meetings. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark.
Bruce, you have not been here before, so give people a little background, please.
Well, I started in a business in the Navy, actually, for a tour, and I spent about 10 years with an unnamed federal agency. And since 1978, I've been working to sell back into those agencies. About 10 of those years, I worked with large businesses. But for the most part, I've been working with small businesses, including my own.
Cool. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark. It's nice to be back here. Thanks for inviting us.
Been a while. Give a little background on you, because it's been a while since people heard you.
Well, 22 years in the Navy, retired as a Navy officer, went to work for a little company called Northrop before they became Northrop Grumman. Moved from there to a small company in Beltsville, Maryland called Ideas, which has since moved to Columbia, Maryland and grew into SAIC. In Columbia, Maryland. Moved from there to a phone company, GTE, which was bought out in part by General Dynamics. The other part went to Verizon. I went with the General Dynamics part, stayed there for 10 years, retired from there, and went back to a small business called Wood Consulting before I opened my own business in 2009 called Chesapeake Cyber Associates.
Okay. Now, Maryland Marketing Meetings focuses on business at or in and around Fort Meade. How long has Maryland Marketing Meetings been around?
I think we've been doing these in various formats over the past 20, 25 years.
That's correct.
A while.
Yeah, quite a long time.
So
yeah.
Outside of you two, who was around at the beginning?
There was a gentleman by the name of Pete Crusell.
And Phil Morgan.
And Marty Grassmeter.
Okay. Yeah. So the gang of five.
Yeah. And it grew.
And it does grow. You know, when I go to the meetings now, Elkridge Furnace Inn, 11:30 to 1 on the third Wednesdays of each month. No fee outside of the lunch cost, which is about $35.
Participants just pay for the lunch.
Yeah.
And that's the Elkridge Furnace Inn in Elkridge, Maryland, near BWI Airport.
Right off of 195, right off 295, right off of 95. Mm-hmm. You know, it's convenient, and it's a wonderful place to
well dine. Hidden, but easy to find.
Yeah.
Excellent food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason I go is the great networking. So was that the original intent of Maryland Marketing Meetings?
Let me give you a sense for why we started the meetings. And Bruce, please fill in where you see I've left a hole. Essentially, the customers that we were dealing with were, let's say, challenging from the standpoint of gathering information about what they were looking for, what types of services they wanted their companies to provide. We found that we could relate as competitors in a non-classified, non-proprietary, non-competition sensitive arena at a luncheon where we could discuss matters that were none of those things I'd mentioned previously. but yet still would allow us to satisfy our company's needs for the types of information they were looking for to move forward in their business.
Each company that attends will have some level of understanding of a requirement or where that requirement is out of the government. They bring that information to this networking event and share that information with the participants. So in that way, like Bill said, there's nothing proprietary there, but we all share in a lot of data.
There is a challenge that changes over time. Some of the more recent challenges that the companies participating in the luncheon deal with is the focus on IT efficiencies, the focus on rate compression, which I could go into a bit more. But nonetheless, let's say it's going lower cost because the government customers typically would like to receive more for less.
Okay. Now, another reason for getting together in situations like that is the fact that, you know, usually when bids are coming out, one company isn't going to be able to fill the entire scope of work. So
that's true, Mark. I think that everyone is always looking for people, particularly people with clearances that can do the jobs that are required by the government. So this networking allows them to meet and greet and understand other companies. Large companies come to this meeting as well. There's many small companies, and we do kind of focus a lot on small business because we're both small business advocates. But we have the large corporations like SAIC and Lockheed and others.
And Northrop.
Yes, and Northrop come to the meetings. Mm-hmm. So setting up between those large corporations and the smaller entities, the strategic partnerships and relationships is very, very important for both the large and small businesses.
Well, you know, one of the cool things about Maryland marketing meetings is absolutely everybody who comes gets to introduce themselves in their 20 to 30 second commercial. Bill, you bring the microphone around each table. And I mean, so I've been to sessions where there must be almost 200 people, but everybody still gets that 30 second up. And what I see is in every lunch I've been to, there's some sort of coalescing going on immediately after the intros.
The overall theme of the luncheons is networking. So we encourage people to bring a lot of business cards with them to introduce themselves to their neighbors. And we've been passing the microphone around to everyone. And thanks for thinking that we have 200 people. Typically, we have about 80 to 100 people for each of the luncheons. Mm-hmm. And they all have the opportunity to stand up and say, hi, my name is, my company is, I'm looking for such and such. We ask them not to soapbox because we'd never get through all 100 people.
Right. Cool. All right. Maryland Marketing Meetings, you can find information on Maryland Marketing Meetings at www.mdmktg.org. MDMKTG.org. We only have a couple minutes left in this segment, but I want to get in and want to follow up on the networking thing. What's the power of relationships in this market?
I think particularly in this market, the relationships that one builds between large and small and small and small, frankly, is absolutely critical to establishing yourself, your company, with the not just your competitors, because it becomes oftentimes strange bedfellows. You know, sometimes you compete, sometimes you team on programs. So trying to understand where they are and where you are in that relationship is very important for you moving forward and getting on teams in the future.
Networking and personal relationships are absolutely essential in this market area.
Yeah, and you know, all three of my books have been to some degree about relationships. Government Marketing Best Practices First Line is this market is all about relationships, but civilian, you know, if you're a pure product play, the relationships matter probably a little bit less. The more you get closer to the intel world, if you do not have relationships, your ability to work becomes about...
That's absolutely correct. I think that in terms of working with these Fort Meade customers, it's even more important.
Yeah, if you're not known...
Yeah. Mark, you mentioned your books. They're absolutely excellent, and I highly recommend them. And I would hope that you would, at one of the future meetings, sell some of your books again to people who attend.
Well, as soon as I have a stockpile, I'll be out in the lobby again. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, back after these messages.
This is John Gilroy from Federal Tech Talk. You know, I've done over 260 interviews here on Federal News Radio, but many listeners still ask, what does your company do, John? My company is called Armature. For the past decade, we have worked with organizations that have programs for conformity assessment, accreditation, standards, and policy management. Is your agency responsible for conformity assessment? If so, then please visit our website, armaturecorp.com. We can help.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. May I help you?
Yeah, my car's entertainment system just isn't cutting it.
Easy answer. Get an HD radio receiver, 100% free digital sound, digital traffic, and great music choices from your local HD2, HD3 radio stations.
Well, what brands do you have?
Best Buy has new expanded HD radio inventory, Alpine, Kenwood, Pioneer, JVC, with prices as low as $120.
Wow, an HD radio digital entertainment center? Show me the way. HD radio, more radio, more value.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM every Friday morning at 11. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth, Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week on Fed Talk, host Bill Bransford will discuss federal insurance and retirement benefits with long-term care partners and benefits specialist James Marshall.
Years of practice, dedication in and out of the classroom, stamina, persistence, sacrifice. It all leads to this moment. Champions win here. Don't miss the 2012 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals May 19th, hosted by the U.S. Naval Academy at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland. For information, visit ncaa.com/tickets.
Compassionate caregiver, advocate, scientist and educator, experienced healer, supporter, friend and guide, diligent multitasker, willing challenge acceptor, care coordinator, leader, partner. At Kaiser Permanente, that's what we mean when we say the word nurse. You are a key element to our coordinated healthcare teams. Your selfless dedication to providing extraordinary patient care. Your tireless devotion to educating other nurses. Your leadership within our organization and the communities we serve. Your impact on every patient, every team member, every person you see. There are a million ways we could describe the challenging role you accept every day, and all of them would end with the words, thank you. So to all of the Kaiser Permanente nurses who facilitate and deliver high-quality, affordable healthcare services, during Nurses Week and every week of the year, may all of you live long and thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
The Federal Drive is sponsored by LearningTree International.
LearningTree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. They provide high-quality, instructor-led IT and management training to government professionals and contractors at all levels. Call 1-800-THE-TREE or enroll today at learningtree.com/gov. That's learningtree.com/gov.
The Federal Drive, brought to you by LearningTree International, airs weekday mornings from 6 to 10 and online at federalnewsradio.com.
Registration is now open for the all-new Management of Change event, featuring interactive sessions around cloud, mobility, and security, and a future technology expo, June 3rd through 5th at the Hyatt Regency, Cambridge, Maryland. This government industry training forum is hosted by the American Council for Technology and Industry Advisory Council. Register and learn more at actgov.org/managementofchange. That's actgov.org/managementofchange.
Welcome back to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guests today are Bruce Jenkins and Bill Howard. Gentlemen, they have their own companies, but they represent Maryland Marketing Meetings. You can find Maryland Marketing Meetings at mdmktg.org. Let's talk a little bit about, number one, the Maryland Marketing Meeting website has some pretty good information, so it's good to go, but you got to be a member to get in.
That's correct, Mark. It's kind of a revamped website, actually. Recently, there's a company called SCDIT, and you can look them up as SCDIT.com. But they're the ones that actually helped us to design and build a website. It's a beautiful website, and certainly recommend them. But I think that the Maryland Marketing Meeting is one of probably several networking events that companies that are looking to do business in this with the federal government, particularly at Fort Meade, I think they could go to, they could be part of, they could be members of, and certainly AFCEA, the Armed Forces Communications and Electronics Association, Central Maryland chapter, that would be one. The other one, Bill, is
the IASBA, and that's IA-SBA.com. Is a
or .org.
We'll look it
it's
up.
It's one of those two. but in any case, I'd like to mention that Maryland Marketing is a very inclusive organization, and I say organization loosely because we don't charge any membership fees. The only charge is for the cost of each luncheon. The volunteers at Maryland Marketing, Bruce, myself, and number of others.
It's a totally volunteer organization.
Yeah,
by
it
the
is.
Way.
Totally. Absolutely.
It is. Provide spreadsheets that are available to our members on the website. And some are not available on the website, but can be obtained by talking to us at one of the meetings. But for example, we have a spreadsheet that describes the salaries of people that work in this community in the typical categories that you would expect the customer to want over time. So you can get an idea of what these people in these various labor categories are making. That's helpful across the board.
Very helpful for HR. And for recruiting, you're recruiting people within your own company. Now you know a little bit more about what, you know, where the levels are, what you can offer, what you probably can stop at. There's a lot of usefulness to just simply that salary review.
We have other lists. We have a membership list and we have a registration list. Let me just briefly explain the difference. The registration list is primarily to tell a restaurant how many people are going to show up for lunch so they can prepare the food in the proper amount.
Right.
And that registration can be done right online through the database that is part of the website. The membership list is done by one of our volunteers, and that is a more accurate tally of people's current phone numbers, company affiliations, addresses, and they can send that information directly using the addresses that are available on the website to get their information updated on that membership list.
Okay. Just a clerical item here. It's ia-sba.org.
Thank you.
Looked it up. So.
Okay. Would like to mention that we also have some other spreadsheets that are available. We have at one point in time had one that talked about teaming. And Bruce had mentioned earlier that since some of the contracts are so large that you need multiple companies to participate, one is prime, many is subs. Networking at this type of meeting, Maryland Marketing Meeting, is an excellent opportunity to seek out teaming relationships. It's also possible to do that with one of the spreadsheets that Bruce provides. that shows excellent opportunities for teaming as they're coming up. And you use that in conjunction with the various lists, the registration list, the membership list, to solidify your plan of how you're going to go after the companies that are involved in the opportunities you think that you can help them win.
I might add that in some of these programs, Bill was saying, need a lot of teammates. We've seen recently large corporations putting on 40, 50, or 60 other companies to support them in going after a particular bid. So it's really important that these smaller companies attend this to help solidify their status with these potential primes.
Okay. I want to definitely get into that teaming aspect in the next segment, but I'd really like to talk a little bit about one of the organizations that I think both of you have belonged to before, and that is AFSCA Central Maryland. Their focus is also generally, specifically for, I haven't attended. I'm going to change that because they're going to be on the show soon.
AFSCA is a worldwide organization. It stands for Armed Forces Communications Electronics. Their headquarters is located in Virginia, and their chapters are
everywhere.
The Central Maryland chapter is the one that typically most of our members belong to, and it's over 1,700 people now. I'm a former president of that chapter in 2004-2005.
It's got a big LinkedIn group, too.
It does, and
So do you, for that matter.
They have done an excellent job, but I have to give particular credit to the younger folks. We have groups of young AFSCians who have done an outstanding job of developing ways that AFSCA can develop contributions for various events like 5Ks, like bull and oyster roasts. They have seven luncheons a year. They just finished their luncheon series for this year. I think they'll start again in September. Their luncheons are held usually, I believe, the fourth Thursday.
That's correct.
Of the month at the Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt, Maryland. They do have an annual membership fee of $35 for the AFSCA organization, and then there's individual charges for their various events.
So would you consider that sort of a must-have if you're really trying to do business in and around the fort?
I think that the answer is yes. They often, when they have their meetings, and there's usually 250 or more, 300 people at these luncheons, they'll often have some of the significant players at the federal agencies as speakers. So that's really important. But it also, it certainly is a broader networking potential. AFSCA also includes, as the name implies, electronics of all varieties, of all types. So it's not simply dealing with, let's say, the Fort Meade crowd, but it's across the services as well as many other federal agencies in the electronics world.
And it fits in well with the recent BRAC reallocation of DISA to Fort Meade. So their communications functions are readily served by organizations
Absolutely.
Like AFSCA. I did want to mention that Maryland Marketing is very inclusive, and that also includes government attendees. We welcome government attendees there as well.
And you all often have a government person talk
Most
about
times,
opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah. Well worth, I will be back when AFSCA Central Maryland reopens its luncheon gig. I'll be there. I may even bother to join. I don't often join things. If I'm going to join, I want to participate.
Bottom line is it's very worthwhile.
Yeah. I believe pretty much anything AFSCA does is worthwhile. I know they have multiple chapters in the National Capital Area, Northern Virginia, D.C., Bethesda, Central Maryland. Lorden, does Central Maryland include Dietrich, or is there a different one up
it's
there?
It's a different one. Actually,
a different one. There
yeah,
you
it
go.
Is. It is different. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Northern Virginia chapter is the largest chapter, mm-hmm. with Maryland, Central Maryland, being the second largest chapter.
Oh, second or third, yeah.
Or third.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but none of them are that small. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, back after these messages.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED.
Here's Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Gribshaw, CIO G6-ADCCP Team Army, on the Federal Executive Forum on Virtualization, sponsored by DLT Quest.
We're going to get security actually baked into our operating environments. Instead of trying to do it all individually, it's going to be part of that standard software stack that will really enable users to focus on the capability and not to worry about all of the infrastructure underneath it.
Listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group. Log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Quest Software IT Management Solutions help you lower costs, manage risk, extend platform capability and lifecycle, and reduce the complexity of IT management. They make your mission possible, physical, virtual, and in the cloud. Quest Software is simplicity at work, and it's available through DLT Solutions. Simplify. Thrive. Quest Software. Learn more at DLT.com/mission possible. That's DLT.com/mission possible.
Staying focused on your mission requires making smart decisions and mitigating unnecessary risks. That's why many agencies turn to GSA. With unparalleled experience in acquisition and financial compliance and technical expertise, GSA makes it easy for federal civilian and military customers to maintain mission focus and enhance program performance by adding value. With trained professionals in contracting, financial, and program management, GSA stands ready to help execute large-scale and/or complex and/or sensitive IT and professional services projects while maintaining seamless compliance with today's tough mandates. With GSA, you gain a trusted partner to ensure delivery promises are kept on time, on budget, and at best value. To learn how GSA can help, call 703-605-3699. That's 703-605-3699. Or visit gsa.gov/AAS. That's gsa.gov/AAS. GSA, providing custom solutions to your complex requirements.
And now, on the home front, sponsored by your local Jeep dealers.
Jobs can sometimes split families apart, but when you're employed by the U.S. military, you can almost count on it. The potential for lengthy deployments is a constant reality. It's difficult for the serviceman or woman who has to leave home, but equally as hard for the families left behind. Overseas deployments can split up families for as long as a year, sometimes longer. Children temporarily lose a mom or a dad, and spouses are faced with going it alone. Proper preparation for everyone involved is key.
At the Jeep brand, we've been on active duty for over 70 years. And like our soldiers, we never shy away from a challenge. So we're giving our soldiers the recognition they deserve during the Jeep military event. Get $1,000 total military bonus cash toward a new Jeep vehicle. Jeep.
Offer available to active military and military reserve and a retired military and military reserve with honorable discharge and 20 years of service within 6 months of discharge date on a retail purchase or lease. Excludes SRT models. See dealer for details. Offer ends 531.
You know, choosing how you listen to radio is important. If you don't visit HDRadio.com, you won't learn about the new local HD2, HD3 radio stations. If you don't hear the new local HD2, HD3 stations, you won't hear everything you should. If you don't hear everything you should, you won't understand what your friends are talking about. To understand what your friends are talking about, visit HDRadio.com to learn about HD radio receivers like the Pioneer DEH44HD, now only $120 at Walmart.
Our brains are complex computing machines that make us who we are, yet we really know very little about how they're wired. Scientists have lots of images showing brain cells called neurons and their connections called synapses, but Randall Burns, an engineer at Johns Hopkins, says diagramming how those pieces fit together is a huge job.
This is 100 trillion neurons, each of which connects to thousands or tens of thousands of other neurons.
He's taking on the first step.
Our project is storing massive amounts of data.
Because if all those brain images can be accessed from one place, it might be easier to figure out how our brains are built.
Someone will have the best technique to find synapses, and someone will have the best technique to connect different cells together.
Allowing a team approach to this massive puzzle that is our brain. To find out more, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guests today are Bill Howard and Bruce Jenkins. They represent Maryland Marketing Meetings, but both of them are also consultants. They help companies learn the process, and they help companies get on bidding teams for this type of work. A couple of weeks ago, I had the VP for Civilian for Northrop Grumman on the show, and his criteria for partnering, he said, you know, number one, you know, is the skill. What do you bring to the table skill-wise? Number two, perhaps proximity to work to be done.
Incumbency.
Oh, and the number two actually was relationships at the agency. Mm-hmm. Do you have any relationships? So what's the importance of companies understanding how we do things?
I would probably rearrange that a little bit. In our business, particularly up at Fort Meade, the first question out of a large prime's mouth is, what clearances do you have?
Okay.
It makes no difference what skills you have. If you don't have the clearance first, you're not going to use that skill. So you have to understand that you've got to get cleared people to do these jobs. Then certainly cleared people with the right skills. There's no question about it. And we're talking about any company, but in particular, small business. Yeah, and there are many ways to get those clearances, and they have the opportunity to explore those by themselves, or if they attend the Maryland Marketing Meeting, we often have representatives that attend from the government that will point them in the right direction.
I would say that there's a tremendous opportunity for small business. But let me qualify that by saying that incumbency, or having a stake in a program, is going to help that company join a team to go after a larger segment of that type of effort. But it's not absolutely essential. There are companies that can come in without incumbency, but as Bruce mentioned, there are table stakes involved, and the companies have to step up and understand what those table stakes are and meet those criteria first before they'll really ever be considered for the teaming opportunities. I mentioned earlier a thing called rate compression.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, to make a long story short, if you have a program that's been competed a couple times, typically, you'll have people who have been working on this program for maybe 10 years. And over those 10 years, they've received raises. And their salary keeps going up and up. And the charges to the government for the same work they contracted for 10 years earlier is becoming very much more expensive than they had originally bargained for. I think what the government is trying to do is show companies that they want to go back to their original requirements and have people fulfill them at rates that they had originally intended. So given that, companies don't have a large degree of ability to compress their G&A or to compress their overhead salaries is what would take the hit. And I think that salaries are probably going to reflect a downward trend in the future.
This is a trend that's going across federal government, certainly, and particularly in our business right now. But it isn't or hasn't been well thought out in response, because there are a lot of companies out there that are saying, wait a minute, this is just another way to push the rates down. In other words, it's not a done deal yet. There's a lot of things that have to happen, and I think there's going to be a lot of concern by the larger corporations initially. I think those are the ones that will make changes in these rules happen.
Okay. Let's talk about when a company comes to either of you and says, I'm a service-disabled IT company. Help me.
Well, I guess
sign them up.
Yeah, sign them up. Absolutely. whether it's service disabled or woman owned or just a standard
Small company.
A small company.
8A.
8A, whatever. Mm-hmm. They come from everywhere, and they're all looking to do business or to increase their business up at the fort. And when that happens, you have to look at, you know, obviously, again, clearances, what their technology is about. Do they have anything unique or distinctive? Where have they worked before in terms of programs or organizations within those agencies? Once you get a good feeling about that, then you can start to look at the requirements that are out there and try to cull the correct ones so that the ones that meet your customer, your client's needs or that are synergistic to them. And then take a look at who probably is going to be bidding those programs. And the larger corporations or smaller ones that are going to be bidding prime, and then getting together following that, getting together with some of the points of contact of each of those particular primes. And you're certainly going to prioritize them. If I've got company A, B, and C, and you know that company C has been doing a real lousy job as the incumbent, well, then probably you're going to point your client to either company B or company A. There's a lot to this in setting these things up.
Well, there's a... Go ahead.
Mark, I'd also like to put in a plug for the federal agencies. The federal agencies that we've been dealing with typically have outreach organizations or small business activities that are going on to help businesses of all sizes learn how to do business with those federal agencies. And it's a very good tutorial on how... I believe one of them is called Pathway to Success, and typically given once or twice a month. You have to sign up with the agencies ahead of time. But I think those would be just as important as attending a Maryland marketing meeting or an FCA meeting.
Well, none of them are standalone, so your education has to be ongoing anyway.
That's right.
But the thing that, you know, guys like you, Bill and Bruce, bring to the table is your ability to, you know, as Bruce intimated, you know, you kind of have a feel as to who the leading horse is going to be going into this particular race
our experience is similar in many ways, in the sense that we know the players well, in other words, the people that are bidding on these programs, mm-hmm. and we know the programs and the missions well. So we can match up our clients with the right kinds of programs that are coming out. And that's the crux of our business.
Another issue that rears its ugly head occasionally is the one called the OCI issue, Organizational Conflict of Interest. And what we've found is that not all agencies in the federal government treat OCI the same way. So one of the things we can help our members with is a better understanding of how they can deal with OCI issues.
Okay.
I think that there's one thing, I'd like to bring this up, because there's one thing a lot of small businesses wishing to do business there come with is that they have to go and see the customer, or it's from day one, and keep seeing the customer, which is a federal agency, you know, 90% of the time. In fact, unless they do, as I mentioned before, they have something that's distinctive, really unique technically, they shouldn't be seeing that customer all the time at all. They should be seeing 90, 95% of the time those large corporations, those primes that are going to bid those programs.
Absolutely. They should be out there walking the halls of Booz Allen and SAIC and the SI. Lockheed Martin, some of the other large primes, that's where they're going to get their
traction.
That's
where the business is.
Cool. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, back after these messages.
Adobe Acrobat Pro is actually used very commonly for PDF archiving. If you've got a lot of files of different formats and different types, if you just save these files in all these different formats, then 20 years later, somebody wants to look at the file, they'd actually have to have the program that could open up that file. So for digital archiving, you'd rather have a standardized file format.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
This is John Gilroy from Federal Tech Talk. You know, I've done over 260 interviews here on Federal News Radio, but many listeners still ask, what does your company do, John? My company is called Armature. For the past decade, we have worked with organizations that have programs for conformity assessment, accreditation, standards, and policy management. Is your agency responsible for conformity assessment? If so, then please visit our website, armaturecorp.com. We can help.
What is transformational leadership? How have government leaders successfully led transformations and what they considered before undertaking such initiatives? Join host Michael Keegan next week as he explores these questions and much more with Bob Reasoner, author of the recent IBM Center Report, A Leader's Guide to Transformation, on the Business of Government Hour.
The leader in informational seminars on federal benefits, financial, and retirement planning. NITP was established in 1984 and is 100% devoted to federal planning seminars. The mission is to educate federal employees and enable them to make fully informed decisions regarding their financial futures and retirement options. Through a variety of teaching platforms and seminars, NITP has the experience to help with your planning needs. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com for more information.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic Medical Edge. Lateral epicondylitis is a painful condition you probably know by its other name, tennis elbow. Tennis elbow results in pain on the outside part of the elbow,
usually from repetitive wrist extension and forearm supination, which means turning the palm up.
Like the motion used in hitting a backhand. And doing it over and over and over, explains Mayo Clinic Dr. Michael Stewart, can result in wear and tear to the tendon on the outside of the elbow. The pain can affect not only your game, but everyday activities too. Treatment starts with rest. Applying ice and heat to the area can also help.
There have been some mixed reviews on treatments such as injections of steroids or Botox, also shockwave therapy.
Dr. Stewart says there's also a small group of patients who may need surgery to repair the damaged tendon. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
Compassionate caregiver, advocate, scientist and educator, experienced healer, supporter, friend and guide, diligent multitasker, willing challenge acceptor, care coordinator, leader, partner. At Kaiser Permanente, that's what we mean when we say the word nurse. You are a key element to our coordinated healthcare teams. Your selfless dedication to providing extraordinary patient care. Your tireless devotion to educating other nurses. Your leadership within our organization and the communities we serve. Your impact on every patient, every team member, every person you see. There are a million ways we could describe the challenging role you accept every day, and all of them would end with the words, thank you. So to all of the Kaiser Permanente nurses who facilitate and deliver high-quality, affordable healthcare services, during Nurses Week and every week of the year, may all of you live long and thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are Bruce Jenkins and Bill Howard. They represent Maryland Marketing Meetings. You can find it at mdmktg.org. You can contact both of them through there, or you can show up at the Elkridge Inn on the third Wednesdays for lunch from 11:30 to 1. You don't have to register in advance, but it always helps. Let them know through the website. Let them know through the LinkedIn group, which is Maryland Marketing Meeting. Look them up. Let me ask you, how active are you guys on LinkedIn? I know you're both there, but I don't know.
Daily.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The group that both of us manage for Maryland Marketing Meetings, and don't forget the S on the end of meetings.
Sorry.
When you're searching for it. But we have over 900 members on the LinkedIn group for Maryland Marketing right now.
Cool. Bruce, you wanted a little more clarification on
bidding, actually. In terms of bidding programs, particularly up at Fort Meade, and I'm going to talk particularly about small companies and small business. A lot of the small businesses, as I mentioned before, they want to start to woo these agencies, and that's not the way to go get the business. You start talking to the primes. What you want to remember is that you're going to be subbing. In other words, you're going to be teamed with or sub to these larger primes for a considerable bit of time before you get traction enough to go out and actually prime one of these programs yourself. So what do you have to think about in terms of providing data to a proposal that one of your primes is putting together? And I've got to say that for the most part, there are three things. There's resumes, there are past performance, and the all-inclusive costing and pricing. Now, do you want to just do that? No, absolutely not. What you want is a strong enough partnership with that prime so that that prime asks you to participate in actually working on the proposal, doing some of the technical work. And of course, all those other three things have to be part of it. But if you can be part of the management or technical volume and put that together, that's the best way of ensuring that you're going to get a full-time equivalence, if you will, when the job is actually won.
Or a leadership role.
A leadership role, a project or a TO or DO, that you might have the project manager job on that. But you certainly have a much better chance of getting more business if you are closer with that prime. But don't think that, you know, you've got to put a whole lot of time and effort into three or four different programs coming up, and you don't really want or have the resources to put against a major proposal. If all you're going to do is, again, resumes, past performance, and cost and pricing, that's little time compared to the other kinds of volumes that you'd have to work on if you were bidding with a prime.
Okay. Do you have a comment, Bill?
Yeah, I think that it goes without saying that for a company that is starting up in the business around the Fort Meade area, unless they have a breakthrough innovative product, then their best course of action is to try and be a best subcontractor to an existing prime on either ongoing programs or upcoming programs.
Okay.
Well, I think that's important too. He just said on ongoing programs, because even though there are many upcoming programs over the next year or two, there are many programs out there that are crying for people that these large prime contractors can't get. So you've got software engineers or system admin or configuration management people. They're crying out for these people because they can't find them. So one of the focuses you should look into is actually supporting a prime contractor that is looking for support. I sat down about a year or so ago with, I won't mention the name of the company, a very large Fortune 500 company, and the gentleman that was in charge told me he had 140 open requisitions for people. 140. That's a lot of folks, and that he was losing revenue on because he couldn't find the people. So small businesses should be talking to those companies and trying to get on their teams.
Well, let's talk about briefly then, we got a couple minutes left, the venues where people can do this. I know that both of you know about the Fort Meade Alliance. What do they do? Is it a good venue for...
Well, I think it is a good venue. Certainly, it brings together both industry as well as government. There's a larger government participation in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
They will talk about all the various tenants on Fort Meade, and mm-hmm. there are many mm-hmm. on Fort Meade, and where they're going and how they're expanding. And they'll talk about certainly the potential requirements that might be coming out, but they'll also talk about the roads and the sewer systems and the infrastructure that needs to be done so that people can actually get around from Highway 32 or 175 or
right.
or the Baltimore Washington Parkway.
And there are certainly other organizations for networking. The BWI partnership is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have incubators in Anne Arundel County and Howard County that support working with the Fort Meade customers.
CIC and Howard,
yeah.
BBI.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that also a lot of businesses, certainly the larger ones, but small ones too, should be considering the recent move down from Fort Monmouth down to Aberdeen, Maryland, with the BRAC, that has brought in just thousands of people into that Aberdeen area where you've got large corporations building large buildings up there.
Yeah.
You do have an organization rather similar to Maryland Marketing Group in many ways that is up there. I don't know the name of it, but it certainly helps the small and large businesses work.
I would like to just add a general comment, Mark, and that is that with doing business with any organization, you're going to run into acronyms and a vernacular. That's not unusual, and that's another thing that we help people try to understand. But we're always looking for volunteers, and we're looking for a volunteer to help us with a translation table. So if the government says this, what do they actually mean?
Okay, that's a little different. I was going to offer the glossary to my last book, which is about 40 pages. not joking, it is about 40. It's GovSpeak, and mm-hmm. the 40 pages is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right. We're going to award on Friday.
There you go.
What year?
Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining me. My guests today have been Bruce Jenkins and Bill Howard. You can find them at mdmktg.org. You can find them both on LinkedIn. Look up the Maryland Marketing Meetings Group. The lunch is every third Wednesday at the Elkridge Furnace Inn.
Third Wednesday of each month.
Of each month, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. and it's great networking and a bunch of great people. This is not my day job. The Government Market Master Program opens at Capital College in June. Look up the Government Market Master Group on LinkedIn for more information. And thank you for listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. AmTower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.